Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. Britain's former Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said he takes personal responsibility for mistakes made in the handling of the coronavirus pandemic as he apologised to victims at the COVID-19 inquiry in London. Boris Johnson said his government should have unquestionably done things differently, but he insisted that they did their level best in very difficult circumstances. The highly anticipated appearance by the former Prime Minister was marked by protests as Mr Johnson began issuing an apology to victims of the pandemic. Four people were removed from the hearing room. During the course of this morning's proceedings, Mr Johnson was also asked about 5,000 lost WhatsApp messages between January 2020 and June 2020. He was being questioned on the matter by the Inquiry Counsel, Hugo Keith KC. Let's have a little listen to that exchange.
Were you able to get access ultimately to the contents of that first phone, the old phone?
Yes, so we sent it off to some technical people and they activated it.
Was there a time gap, as your solicitors have described it, on that phone, a period between the 30th of January 2020 and June 2020, during which time the WhatsApps have not been capable of being reinstalled and disclosed?
That's right.
Do you know why your phone was missing those 5,000 odd WhatsApps?
I don't know the exact reason, but it looks as though it's something to do with the app going down and then coming up again. But somehow not, it automatically erasing all the things between that date when it went down and the moment when it was last backed up. So I can't give you the technical explanation, but that's the best I'm able to give.
Boris Johnson at the COVID inquiry in London. Well, Peter Cardwell is chief political commentator with Talk TV, and he's one of those who's been following the proceedings. Peter, thank you for talking to us this lunchtime. Maybe we'll begin with these WhatsApp messages. I think in previous sessions, WhatsApp messages have provided some of the most explosive evidence that has been heard by the inquiry. The focus today on these 5,000 lost messages. What did we learn?
Yes, indeed. Well, Boris Johnson says that a lot of the WhatsApp messages that he was involved with are actually revealed through other people who have submitted their WhatsApps to the inquiry. So it appears to be this sort of technical issue that his phone, they can't be recovered. But a lot of people will say, well, you know, has there been some sort of cover up here? It doesn't appear that that's the case. But we are 520 days into this inquiry, finally hearing from Boris Johnson. And as you say, those WhatsApps really giving a version of events, a very unvarnished version of events, and sometimes some quite difficult things for people to read and offensive things for people to read. But we have very much got a sense of what Boris Johnson thinks from other people's WhatsApps. But of course, 5,000 missing of his own, so question mark continues over that.
Now the apology that he issued today, acknowledging that mistakes were made.
Yes, indeed. Four people were actually removed from the inquiry gallery because of that. They are relatives of people, many of whom say that they don't accept his apology and that that is not enough. So I'm unsurprised that Boris Johnson opened his inquiry evidence with an apology. He says he takes full responsibility for everything that happened, but actually he doesn't really, because a lot of the things that he's been asked about by the leading counsel to the inquiry, Hugo Keith KC, King's Counsel, of course, rather than than Queen's Counsel, and he is blaming others and saying that others were to blame for what went on.
And that questioning focusing on some very specific issues, the fact that as Prime Minister he didn't chair, was it five COBRA meetings? This is the high-level government committee that meets in relation to crises facing the United Kingdom, that he didn't attend these meetings in early 2020 because he says the virus seemed to be just a cloud on the horizon.
That's right. He chaired his first COBRA meeting on the 3rd of March 2020, and it was actually later that month that both Ireland and Britain locked down. So, the inquiry's been shown the minutes from the meeting, and he talked about contact tracing, looking for the source of the infection, and so on. But yes, the thing with Boris Johnson is that he's essentially saying that, look, there are many, many crises that appear to be coming up as crises. They may not be taken seriously at the time. Other COBRA meetings were chaired by Matt Hancock and others, but actually actually it was when he got involved in March that things were started to be taken seriously. It's interesting because some of his evidence, certainly in regard to his fear and worry about what was going on in Italy when they locked down, and some of the pictures coming out of what was happening there, he said that he told the Inquiry today that he was very perturbed by that. Now, that is a different version of events to what others have said to the Inquiry, that actually there was almost a mocking of Italy when they sort of said, why have they gone so far with this? So it'll be interesting. It's up to Baroness Heather Hallett to get to the bottom of this and to work out essentially who is telling the truth.
A lot of this inquiry has focused on, and again today it was evident in the question of Boris Johnson, on divisions, indeed dysfunction perhaps at the very highest levels in the British government during the pandemic.
Yes, that's absolutely right. We've had certainly a flavour of that previously. And this is a time, it's fortunate for Boris Johnson that others have given their evidence before, because he can at least respond to that and put his version of the truth forward. But yes, he was asked about there being too many men, meetings being very macho and perhaps very bullish. He says that was a mistake, but it was good to have lots of different viewpoints put forward and no real sort of fear of authority necessarily. There have been all sorts of allegations that Dominic Cummings was in charge. He denies those as well. But he is really in full mea culpa mode, and I think a lot of his original apology, that sort of tone, will follow. We haven't seen him rattled so far. We've seen a Boris Johnson who can read the room sometimes, and it's almost as if he's in the headmaster's office and knows what to say to kind of apologise and get out of it. But certainly the chaos, the division, the contrasting thoughts, and actually a lot of the other witnesses previously have had a three-word strategy: blame Matt Hancock, the former health secretary, and Boris Johnson has been kinder to him than some have.
All right, we'll leave it there, but no doubt we'll be returning to this in the days ahead. Peter Cardwell from Talk TV, thank you very much for that.